Welcome back. You're listening to Horizons on Radio Kerry. Breed Ní Mhóireann, thank you so much for joining me this morning on Horizons.
Thank you, Mary, for inviting me.
We're really thrilled because, Breed, you've done a set of thoughts for us next week. And this is a rare occasion. You don't do them that often, but we really find them precious when you do them. So thank you very much. The theme for your thoughts, what's coming up a bit, are two things that I want to raise with you. One is St. Brendan's, the big event, and the other is the season of creation that we're in. The whole emphasis and the time and space given to St. Brendan in May was terrific. What was your involvement in it?
Well, I was one of the walkers. Frank Lewis organised the walk from Ballyhigh to Cosavothig. My feeling mainly was the sense of pride in St. Brendan and participation of people all along the way. They came, they sang, they said prayers, they walked with us, they talked with us. There was a wonderful feeling of community, really, on that walk.
Now, every year there is plenty of activity and there's a bit of walking, there's a bit of everything. What gave it such a bigger emphasis this year? What do you think gave it that extra energy?
I think actually there were two walks. There was a Camino walk the weekend before our walk. And the planning that went into it, I mean, I was only at one meeting because I wasn't involved in any of the planning. But I know a lot of people were. There was just huge enthusiasm by the participants and the people they met along the way. And a sense of pride in St. Brendan, really. That our man was ahead of so many of the others that spread their wings and went out on the wild ocean looking for the island of paradise.
Have you always had a place in your heart for St. Brendan?
I'd have to say I hadn't really. I knew he was the patron saint of Kerry. My father would have said prayers to him, but I didn't. Of course, I read the Navigatio and loved the descriptions there of the island of sheep and the island of grapes. We did that story, and I'm sure most people in Kerry would have read the story of landing on the whale and lighting a fire and then the whale beginning to move. It all sort of came together, really, with childhood memories and visiting the churches along the way dedicated to St. Brendan. I have to say, Frank Lewis has a tremendous devotion to St. Brendan, had it most of his life, if not all of it.
And it is lovely to celebrate in such a physical, practical way. That's what I like.
Yes, he spoke of the pilgrimage as a physical prayer. We were very lucky with the weather. I mean, it was beautiful when we started out and it stayed fine. At least it didn't pour rain on us. But we did get a few drops of holy water on right when we came to Corraheen. But we didn't have to stay long in the rain. So we were blessed by the weather.
Something that will be built on further?
Oh, I imagine so. I think, yeah. With the enthusiasm and the number of people that were involved, I think it's going to become bigger and bigger.
Well, it was lovely to see you there and all the walking and everything about it was terrific. And in your thoughts as well comes up something that's really close to your heart always, nature, and this is the season of creation. How do you feel about the environment, about Kerry at the moment?
It's a mixture, really. I suppose I feel blessed that to live in such a beautiful environment. I mean, living under the mountains, beside the sea, going for walks every day. It's such a gift. I couldn't ask to be any place else in the world. But at the same time, I'm very conscious of what we are doing to the environment. And I see, for example, the River Finglas, where I used to see little trout jumping up to 10 years ago, and where I've seen otters entering from the river into the sea. The river is dead. There isn't even a fly living in it now that I can see. And you have that green, what we call snos, in the water, which shows that there are too many nutrients in the river. And I think that reflects the state of our rivers and lakes in Ireland at the moment. I mean, there's great talk about Lough Neagh, how it is dead in the water as well. So at the same time, you have a huge number of people who are trying to do something for the environment, who don't mow in May, who try to let wildflowers grow, who don't use herbicides, insecticides. And this awareness is being developed among school children as well. And I think that's so important for our future.
I think awareness is high, but we still need to do more, and it's not something you can relax about. So in this season of creation, we're very much encouraging the pollinator zones. And in particular, we're looking at parishes and asking them to give some of their areas back to nature. It can be very messy, though, trying to organise that. It can look a bit unsightly. What are your thoughts on this?
It can look very unsightly because we tried it in camp. Yeah. There was a tremendous growth of what people would call weeds, but really they're wildflowers and herbs. And we also sat apple trees, which are coming along very nicely, though I noticed that there are no apples on them this year for some reason. But a compromise had to be made eventually, and the lawns in front of the church were cut. But the apple trees are continuing to grow and they'll be there after us, I'm sure.
So based on your own experiences in the parish, what would be your advice to other parishes who are looking at this at the moment?
I suppose to consult with people is very important, you know, because there was a small group involved in our biodiversity project. There was another one as well. And people need to be involved. And as you said, awareness is growing. And I think the leaflets that you find in the church about this week.
Yeah, the Season of Creation leaflet are available throughout the diocese and up on our website.
Of course, yeah.
They're very useful and are promoting that consultation, plenty of consultation, plenty of compromise, but the awareness as well that we can do something. So that love will never die for you of creation and getting out there and experiencing it.
No, I just feel I'm so blessed. It's an essential of life for me. I remember once being in France, in the north of France, a flat landscape with plane trees, and there were no mountains and there was no sea. And I thought my spirit would die if I stayed in a place like that too long, because it is food for my soul.
An inspiration for your poetry.
Of course,
as well,
of course, yeah.
Breedni Voran, thank you so much. We are blessed in Cork and Kerry. We look forward to hearing your thoughts this week. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary, and good luck.
Last week, the connection to the Mass, the technical side of things seemed to go awry. Very sorry if you couldn't tune into the Mass following this programme. Please God, all will be in order today and Mass will follow Horizons at 10 o'clock.
Morning prayer. Father in heaven, you love me. You're with me night and day. I want to love you always in all I do and say. I'll try to please you, Father. Bless me through the day. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to me, Mary Fagan.
And me, David Sheehan. Don't forget to register for our webinar on Thursday.
Just a thought for the coming week is from Breedni Voran. Till this time, next Sunday morning, have a very good week.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.